Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth.
I'm going to take my text tonight out of Luke chapter number 2, and I'm going to read you quite a bit, and then I'll be as quick as the Lord will let me, and I think it'll be all right. The only thing we need to vote on tonight is that Randy and my housing allowance, and I'll give you some information then. Luke chapter 2, verse 41, are you there? Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they had found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. That's a good message right there. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, I normally pray after I read this, but we'll pray to open us up into business. I want us to consider this. This is the first recorded words of our Lord in the New Testament. And so something that's unique to this, I think, that I've seen today is in John 8:39 and in other places, but the Jews said unto him, we have Abraham. Abraham is our father. Now in Luke 2:49, Mary says, thy father and I, but his father wasn't Joseph. And his father wasn't Abraham. His father was God Jehovah. And what he says here is, he's saying, Joseph isn't my daddy. He's saying, I must be about my father's business. Now, Joseph knew who he is talking about, and Mary knew who he is talking about. The rest of them around him didn't have any idea who he is talking about, but they should have known he was about his father's business. I want you to consider this tonight, the blessings of business. It is a blessing to be involved in the father's business. We ought to rejoice. People that lay out on a lot of nights, I commend you for coming on the night that we're going to do business, though we don't really have any but one voting item of business to do. But we're gathered in the Father's house in spite of the business in order to do business. So, now we know here that Jesus is referencing Jehovah God. That's his Father. So, if he's about his Father's business, what business was that? You know what it was? It's family business. It's the business of the family. Jesus, though he's the only begotten of the Father, in the Old Testament, he was never Father God. They referred to Father Abraham. But when you get into the New Testament, here's what it says. He came into his own, and his own received him not.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So you know what? Big difference in Old Testament terminology and New Testament terminology. When they're calling Abraham the father in the Old Testament, but bless God, he's saying in the New Testament, I'm about my father's business. And if it's about his father as sons of God, it's about our father. We ought to be in business for the Father. Now, we know this. Romans 8 says this. Says, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit beareth witness with their spirit that we are the children of God. And if we're children of God, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know what we are, Tony? Praise God. We're in business. It's family business. When we come, you know what we do? We have family business here. This is the business of the family. Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. I hope we all personally are about the Father's business. Are we not sons? We're not the only begotten, but we are sons. So, therefore, it is the blessings of business. Now, business would have this. Here's what we know from this. I Googled something today, and here's what it said about setting up a business. Said, number one, you need a business plan. Can we see a business plan? I think we can. Titus says it like this. What was this plan? It was written. Listen what Titus 1 and 12. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So this plan of business that he was going to carry out, it was law in the Old Testament. Bless God. And providence and grace and sovereignty. You see that all in the Old Testament. But when you get to the New Testament, praise God, you see a dispensation of grace. You see a different attitude. Listen, it's a different action. We're not under the law. Praise God, even though we know our sin by the law, we are this. We're sons of God. And he has a plan. He has a business plan for us here at this church. This is individual, by the way. It's not only corporately, but you that are in business for yourself, you know this. If you don't have some sort of plan, you're in trouble. Your business isn't going to make it. God said the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world in Revelation 13. So there we know. I mean, before this thing began, God wrote the plan. Here it is. What is it? It's a business. Now, we don't run the church such as secular businesses run. We run by direction and inspiration of God, and we do some things that's unusual and concerning to some people. They don't understand it, and I'll just be honest, sometimes I don't understand it myself, but I know when he tugs my string and says, hey, you need to go do this. So we have a business plan. Number two, look, we have. If you have a business, you have potential. You don't have this out of business. But if we have it in God, we have potential. What is that? It's unlimited growth. What do you want to do with a business? You want to grow a business. You want to grow your business. You can scrape and scourge and barely make it and stay selling two potatoes. But if you're going to grow your business, you're going to have to plant more potatoes. Two will turn to 20, 20 will turn to 200. And so on and so forth, and the thing will grow. If we sow sparingly, we shall reap. Simple economics. It's easy. It's easy. I know churches tonight. You know what Todd Black told me? Todd went to a training session in Nashville a few weeks ago. I kind of wish I'd have gone, but I wasn't really in the shape to do it. But he went, and he said. There is 2,001 registered Free Will Baptist churches in the National Association. We'd be one of them. There's a multitude that are not in the National Association. And because we're an association doesn't mean that they dictate what we do. No, we're autonomous. We do whatever we want to do. We choose to be part of that. So he said, you know what was sad, Mike? Out of 2,001 Free Will Baptist churches, we have 187 without a pastor. That's not the plan. That's not the plan. There's no potential there if the thing isn't organized in the order of which this book sets it up. But if it's running the way the book said, I'm telling you, by the natural order of things, we have potential. Who is that to? Well, Romans 1:16 said this. Here's what we have to it. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. To everyone that believeth. My word, that's potential. You know what he said? He said, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house might be filled. Now, I'm talking the cream of the crop because that SMO crowd, they're not going to do this. But you might. Have you invited anybody to come to church Sunday? And I know some's afraid of COVID. Tell them to put on scuba gear and come on in. Just don your mask, your tank, whatever you got to do. It's more important than anything else you've got. They've got to see us prioritize or they don't see any potential. So we kept the grandchild for a couple of days. It is hallelujah land. He can run the legs off of Pa. And he wants to follow me around everywhere I go. I take a shower, he has to take a shower. I get in the car, he has to get in the car. It don't matter what I do, he does. He wants to do it. So I go into my office, I close the door, and I'm praying. And I heard my door open, and he's standing there peeking in on Pa while Pa's praying. So then I heard him shut the door, and I heard them feet off on down the way. And I come out of the room. I was in there for a while. It takes me a little while to pray. I was in there for a while, and I come out. He said, Pa, I need to pray. I said, that's exactly right, son. He said, I go in your room. I said, you just go right ahead. He said, I'll shut the door. I said, you shut the door. He's in there for a while. I don't know what he's doing. I could hear him. He's saying something. He came back out. I said, did you say amen? He said, I sure did. I said, that's it, boy. You're doing good. Potential.
Everyone that believes. Number three, but if you have a business, you can have potential, but ultimately, here's what you're looking for. You're looking for business to produce something. You're looking for a product. And here's where we're missing it just a little bit. If we're in the business that Jesus was in, he told us what his business was. I came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, we need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. We need that. We need to assemble ourselves together. We need to lift holy hands in the sanctuary. We've got breath. We need to praise him. He seeks them to worship him in spirit and truth. We need to do all these things. But listen, you know what ultimately it does? The product of God's business is blessings. First, he blesses us with salvation. If you've never been born again, you're not in the Father's business. You may be in your own business, somebody else's business. That's a problem. People like to be in other people's business. But you need to get in business for the Father. And it produces blessings. Seth Blessman. I watched that boy since he's born till he's moving away. James 1:17 says it like this. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And we leave this part out in the next verse. And I just read on down the verse today. He begotten us of his own will, begat he us with the word of truth. His own will begat he us with the word of truth. You know what that is? That's product. You know what you are? Sitting there with your arm around your girl, Tommy, praise God. That's product. You know what you are, Mark? Sitting there with them three beautiful daughters and your wife in the pew tonight. You know what that is? Product. Producing something, brother. That's what God's looking for out of us. And if we're doing any business for the Lord, we best be producing something. You know why business go out of business? They don't produce nothing. If no one comes in, they see our lights on tonight. Praise God, you could see these lights in Main Street. They see our lights on, they know one thing. That place is open. They're open. And it ain't an overwhelming crowd, but it's a pretty good crowd for business night. And they're driving up and down the road, and the storms are coming. It's raining outside, and they're thinking, they ought to stay at home. No, praise God, we shouldn't stay home. We're in business. People stay home not too concerned about the business. You know what the Indians do when they move over here, besides pray to them false gods and put a red dot between their eyes? They live in their store. If I walk into a motel and I smell curry, I go find somewhere else to stay. Can't take the smell. And it turned me over. Some people like that smell, not me. Can't just say you're prejudiced. No, I just can't take that smell. It's not only salvation, but in Ephesians 5 and 26, he said, speaking of the church, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. So it produces salvation and sanctification, and it also produces servants. 1 Corinthians, your verse 4 and 2, it's required in a servant that he be found, what, Mark? Faithful. We got to have that to have business. We need you. I'm glad you're here tonight. Randy and I couldn't have held a business meeting tonight ourselves. We need you. But you know, ultimately, and I'm done, you know ultimately what the blessings of business is? It's his business partners. We're in partnership in this thing. And the church corporately, denominations of all kinds, kindred, nations, and tongues, all kinds of people that are born again, wherever they're attending, whatever kind of worship they do, if they're really saved, born again, you know what we are? We're partners in business. I'm trying to help them. I want them to help me. You know what Mike Curley told me when we were building this building? Brother Mike spoke to me, and we'd looked at his building, and this is very similar on the same plans, except we don't have a balcony. And Mike told me, he said, brother, he said, anything that I can help you do, you let me know. And I'll help you. And I really appreciated that. He meant it. And it's not just because we're married to cousins. I didn't. He meant what he said. If he could have done anything to help us, he would do it. Because we're business partners. There's a lot of folks that prefer not to be in business, though. In this business. They like secular business, the secular world thinks that we're in this thing for the money. You ask them, they'll tell you, hey, you want my money? I said, no, Every penny you got already belongs to God. He's just letting you use it for a little while. All the earth is his and the fullness thereof. But we're looking for more business partners. Now, I'm not saying this to hurt anyone's feelings, because I know we've gleaned a few from some other churches, and I've lost as many as I've gleaned to other churches, and to death and to whatever reasons. Just some got too sick to come. Talked to Irvin Allred today for quite some time. Irvin said, I'm trying to come back, Mike. I'm just sick. Brother Irvin King. Night cometh when no man can work. Better come while you can. One of these days you won't be able to come. So here's what we need to do. You know why this church means so much to Seth? And I'll throw my son Dustin in there. And I'll throw the Phipps boys in there. And I'll just say, you're just using the boys. Well, yeah, I am. But if you want to go way back, when this thing first started, you see Brenda sitting back there. You see Pat sitting over here. You know what they are? They were born in this church. You know why they've been here all these years? Because it's home. You know what you do when you go out there and you bring them in here and they really get born in this place? You know what this place becomes to them? Home. Yeah. Scotty's not here tonight, but I'm telling you, that fellow's been working. He's been working like crazy getting people to come. He had a whole bench full and then some the other day, Sunday, over here. He said, hey, my mama's not been in church and I don't know how long. Said, she's coming today. He said, I told him, look, I'm not going to be happy until I see all my family in church, and when I do, then I'll be ready to die. He said, I don't know. I said that they're all coming. I ain't never seen an employer fire an employee that's working like a barred mule of you. Usually it's that one that gets fired that's over there taking a break when right in the heat of the work, can't find them. Lord, help me to understand the blessing of business. It's a blessing. Father, we love you, and I thank you for the night, for every good thing that you've done for us, Lord. Now, so undeserving. God, you have breathed your favor on this place, and I thank you for it. And God, help us not fall short. Help us, God, to stand in the heat of the battle, to overcome temptation and fight the devil, to stand strong for the cause of Christ in these last days. Bless this meeting for your glory, and let our business be a blessing, and I ask it in King Jesus' name. Amen. You can consider yourself in order for business. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.